Dave Helmick, TuckerCountySports.com, here with Tucker County head football coach, A.J. Rapp. Coach, just wanted to get with you here. Preseason, got a couple weeks of practice in and looking towards the scrimmage here in a day or so. Tell us how your team's looking.
You know, pretty happy with things. You know, some things have happened here late that, you know, changed some things up. But we got a good offensive line core. You know, we had six guys there. We're down to five core guys now. So we got five good guys up front there. We're happy with our offensive line. Of course, we got Cosmore, you know, returning back from quarterback last year. He started every game for us. He'll do a good job for us back there this year. We're just anywhere we're not sure right now. It's a little bit of wide outs in our backs, you know, situations. We got some guys that's played there before, but, you know, not a whole lot of time. And if anything, concerning is our tailback and, you know, our fullbacks right off the bat.
Had quite a few kids out. Your biggest number you've had since you've been coaching. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's a good thing. I mean, the kids are coming in. We got a lot of young kids, you know. We got a decent amount of seniors. I think we're eight seniors now. You know, that's okay amount. But the problem is most of those seniors hadn't played for 4 years. I think we got one or two that's played for all 4 years. And, you know, some other guys have played three of the 4 years for one reason or another. You know, they just held out or an injury or something like that. So, you know, it's good to get good young guys out. But I'm getting tired of saying every year that we're young, you know. Some of these older guys are going to have to step up and just, you know, keep coming back out year to year. We know, you know, I realize they got things to do and girlfriends and car payments, and you know they got to get some jobs, but we got to get some of these older guys to stick with us. That's, you know, that was key there in 2012 when we had all those guys. You know, we had 11 good seniors and they all stuck together for 4 years.
Bring Chris George in here now. Chris,
yeah, two things. Number one, off season wise, how was the off season program? How did the kids participate during the off season? Number two, you talked about the skill positions, wide receiver, running back. Give us some names we may be listening to this fall. Man, there's some names we may not be familiar with and maybe some names we are familiar with.
Well, you know, right now, as far as the summer went, we were pretty impressed, honestly. I mean, we started out the season here with 48 boys. There was one kid that came out that we didn't see all summer long. I mean, the rest of them we'd seen at some point throughout the summer, you know, vacations, and that's when we expect them to take them. July's a hit-or-miss kind of month. We still have things. We average probably 35 to 40 boys a night, but, you know, we's missing four, five, six, seven of them here a night. That's okay. That's what family time's for, you know. The second thing, you know, wideouts, stuff like that, our backs. You know, right now, if we had any front runners, Will Calloway, Joey Howe, and Jameson Hardy will probably be our three starting on Saturday at the scrimmage at wideouts, you know. And those are some younger guys. You know, they're juniors, but they hadn't played a lot of football. You know, and Josh Freeman, he's going to be able to come in and play someone, you know, he'll be that fourth guy on the receiving corps. You know, I'm getting more and more comfortable with them. You know, as far as backs go, you know, Dylan Huskey played there some last year for us in a role when, you know, some of the guys got banged up, and he's probably our front runner at fullback right now. But we have Evan Rhodes back out. He's a junior. His worst thing, you know, he laid out last year, didn't play, but he's come back. He's a little hungry for some football. And of course, I'm going to take a bunch of heck from this, but, you know, my son's out now. He's a freshman. And, you know, those three fullbacks, you know, he's talking to coaches, we're pretty interchangeable right there.
Zach Bischoff returns this year. He was hurt last year, and now he's going to be playing a different position this year. Dropped a lot of weight. May see him in the backfield some.
Yeah, it's a shame he got injured last year because he'd have probably seen a lot of action last year. He's a good built kid, you know, good size. Typically, if you looked at him, you thought he was a fullback. But he's got enough speed, especially with the group we got this year, to be that tailback kind of guy. And, you know, backing him up, you got Brett Real. Brett's probably been one of the brightest points offensively so far this year in the 2 weeks we've had it. You know, he's worked hard. He's put time in the offseason. He's got a lot better. You know, he's only a sophomore. Does he have a long way to go? Yeah, but, you know, I'm not afraid to throw him in there for a few totes of ball game.
Was a freshman last year, played down to middle school, had a lot of yards rushing, and he's stepped into this program too. And I know as a freshman, a lot of kids don't get a lot of playing time, but will we see a little bit of him?
Yeah, I don't know about so much as offensively yet. I don't know if he's grown into that yet. You know, it's a little different what we do here in middle school-wise, and he hasn't kind of like caught on yet what we're doing there. But defensively, you know, when he runs against our first group of defense, you know, he's ready to play some defense, I think. You know, he's an athletic kid, and he can jump and run and catch and throw and tackle. So he's going to definitely see some time on the field.
Well, quarterback is a position that really looked good last year, Daniel Cosmore, and I'm sure he's a little bit bigger, a little bit stronger, a little bit quicker. Talk about him entering his senior year. Offensively, he can do a lot for you. He can run and throw, and I'm sure he's going to be asked to do a lot this year. But tell us tell us the improvements he made during the offseason, maybe some things that we may not see on the football field, like maybe what he is like in the huddle and on the sidelines as well.
Yeah, I mean, athletically, Daniels went night and day difference even from last year, and he was a really good athlete last year. I mean, he's got a lot faster, stronger. But, you know, as far as mentally goes, we changed some things up offensively. He's still taking some growing pains here on that, you know, top side of the ball. And, And but I'm more. He's getting better and better each day. Each day we go through practice, he gets better.
All right, well, I'm going to wrap it up with the final question. Scrimmage is coming up. You got one, I think, tomorrow at North Marion. Next week you go to Webster County for a couple teams there, Webster and Liberty Harrison. Just talk a little bit, Coach, about what is your focus going into these scrimmages. What do you want to see coming out of tomorrow that going towards next week and getting ready for the next game?
Well, the good thing about it, I mean, tomorrow, or we're leaving tomorrow, but we don't play till Saturday morning early, so we're going to put these kids through some tests, you know, getting up out of bed early in the morning on Saturday. We're going to leave tomorrow and go down to Coach Eccles' family farm and camp them out a little bit. I'm sure they'll have some fun and be tired, and you know, but the scrimmage, we just want to see them play hard, you know, and then we come back the next week. We're going to treat it like a game week because we scrimmage down at Webster on Friday night and just treat that like our first game. And, you know, we're going to do our normal walkthroughs on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, do offense, defensive sessions, and then Thursday go light and Friday go play like we're going to go play a ball game. So that's what we're looking for. And like I said, on these scrimmages, you look for nothing more than competitive and effort.
All right, well, thank you for your time, and best of luck this season. We'll see you here in a couple weeks for the opener at Pocahontas.
Thanks, Dave.
That was Tucker County head football coach A.J. Rapp and Chris George.